This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on role of Competition Commission of India to maintain fair trade practices. The participants are Ravneet Kaur, Chairperson, Competition Commission of India, and Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent.
For Competition Commission of India, that is CCIE, it's a big day today. The commission is celebrating its 16th annual day on this day. CCIE is the chief national competition regulator in our country. We are honored to have with us the chairperson of the CCIE, Ms. Ravneet Kaur. Welcome, ma'am.
Thank you.
First, we would like to understand from you, what is CCIE all about? Please brief our listeners about your role and functioning.
The Competition Commission of India has been set up under the Competition Act 2002. And the mandate of the commission is to prevent practices having adverse effect on competition, to promote and sustain competition in markets, to protect the interests of consumers, and to ensure freedom of trade by participants in various markets in India. The basic mandate under which this commission has been set up. And accordingly, we look at all practices which could possibly have an adverse effect on competition.
Today, CCIE celebrated its 16th annual day. An event was held in New Delhi to mark this occasion. The chief guest was Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Let's listen to Ms. Sitharaman first.
For India, a nation of 1.4 billion people, ensuring free and fair market is not merely an economic need, it is a democratic one. Economies that embrace competition are by nature more dynamic, and therefore CCIE plays an important role in this backdrop to keep the competition alive in the markets. The ability of the commission is a very important point on which all of us will have to mull over a lot of fundamental facts. The ability of the commission to strike a balance between the regulatory vigilance and a pro-growth mindset will be integral to building a resilient, equitable and innovation-driven economic framework in India, as it aspires to become Viksit Bharat by 2047. On the one hand, it has upheld the sanctity of the law through firm and decisive enforcement actions against anti-competitive practice. On the other, it has shown equal commitment to enabling legitimate business conduct, thereby encouraging an environment where enterprises can innovate, grow and compete fairly.
Ms. Kaur, would you like to add something what just Ms. Sitharaman said in her speech?
I would just like to mention that, you know, this is the requirement, keeping in view the current realities of India's economic and technological landscape. And the Commission is always working towards ensuring that markets are fair, contestable and competitive. So we have various kinds of actions that we take in this regard, which run from maybe enforcement action, where we are taking action against companies which are indulging in anti-competitive practices or abuse of dominance. The second area that we focus on is advocacy, where we want to create more awareness and create a culture of competition among all stakeholders. And then thirdly, we also undertake market studies to be able to understand different sectors, the way the business models are working in that area and any possible potential anti-competitive concerns that may come up in those segments.
So as you mentioned, CCIE has a dual responsibility. On the one hand, it promotes competition, and on the other, it also protects consumer interest. How do you ensure a proper balance between these two roles?
So, you know, whenever there is free and fair competition in the market, the consumer always benefits because the consumer will get the best quality product, maximum choice, and at reasonable prices. So competition is always very beneficial for the consumers. And because our mandate is to ensure that there is a level playing field in the market, we are therefore working towards consumer interests by ensuring that companies compete fairly and in a transparent manner.
How does the commission deal with practices that may negatively affect competition? What tools or methods do you use to control such practices?
whenever there is any information received with regard to some allegations of anti-competitive conduct, then the commission has an investigation arm. And in case the commission is satisfied prima facie that there could be some conduct which needs to be looked at under the Competition Act, then the matter is referred to the DG for investigation. After the DG undertakes the investigation and submits a report, then opportunity is given to the parties concerned to rebut the allegations and to present their position, and ultimately then the commission, after hearing the parties, makes a final decision. The final decision can consist of either closure of the matter, or it could even be where we are asking for some remedies to be undertaken by the parties, and penalty could also be imposed in case there is any harm which has been caused in the markets.
So could you please explain this with further with some examples, like in recent times, if such penalties have been imposed in some entities?
So maybe I will refer to the latest case, which is a big matter which was dealt with by the commission late last year, which was with regard to the WhatsApp privacy policy update, where the commission came to a finding that the Meta, which is the parent company, had through this WhatsApp policy provided a take it or leave it for the consumers, users of WhatsApp. So they were not really given any choice, and their data is being shared. So in that matter, the commission imposed a penalty upon WhatsApp and Meta, which was to the tune of 213 crores. And also, there were requirements on how the data can be shared and how the consent would be obtained from the consumers or the users of WhatsApp.
So, coming to the basic again, why is fair competition important for a healthy economy and market?
Very important thing is that in case we look at the case of digital markets. Now, in case of digital markets, what happens is that the first mover, the company which comes first, has got the advantage, and there are a lot of network effects which they are able to use. They also are able to acquire a lot of data. And in these data-driven scenarios, they can use this data for algorithmic decision-making and for doing preferencing their own products. If such a scenario is allowed to operate, then no startup or no new companies can come up in that segment. So therefore, it is very essential. Otherwise, it will be moving towards a situation of a monopoly. And whenever there is a monopoly, of course, the consumers tend to lose. So that is how it's very important that there should be competition in the markets.
Yes, so we often notice sudden price hikes in vegetables like onions and tomatoes. In such cases, how does CCI work to ensure fair pricing and prevent possible cartelization?
The role of the CCI is not in terms of pricing. That is something we need to differentiate. See, as long as there are multiple players in the market and they are not indulging in any kind of cartelization, then the market forces will determine. It is a demand, supply and preference of consumers which will determine the price. The commission does not intervene in such cases. It is only when there is some anti-competitive practice, which is like a vertical agreement or a horizontal agreement, like a cartel being formed, or only a single company which is having market power and is able to abuse its position. So we have a mandate which is specified in the Competition Act, and that covers these areas.
We are talking about cartelization. So a few years back, there was a cartelization operated by the cement companies, and there was this landmark case by the CCI. So would you like to elaborate on it?
The matter which happened in the case of cement companies, there was a penalty imposed by the commission at that point of time. And the parties have went to the court, which was initially the appellate tribunal. And then subsequently now the matter is before the Honorable Supreme Court. So we are awaiting the decision of the Honorable Supreme Court, and thereafter further action will be taken.
Could you cite some recent landmark cases where CCI's intervention made a major difference for the consumers?
You know, there is another area in which we operate, which is the case of the merger control.
Yes.
So whenever any merger is meeting certain thresholds in terms of asset turnover or deal value threshold, then the approval of the commission is mandatory. Now, when companies are meeting these thresholds, then they come before the commission. And if there is any likelihood of appreciable adverse effect on competition, then the remedies are prescribed So you might recall the recent order of the commission in the case of Jio and Star, in case of entertainment sector, or the Air India Vistara merger. So in all those cases, the commission has looked in great detail into the position of the market power of the parties and has also asked them to adhere to certain remedies to ensure that fair competition continues.
And also from time to time, CCI imposes penalties, as you already mentioned, both monetary and non-monetary, on companies involved in anti-competitive practices. Can you explain what these practices are? And maybe if you would like to give some examples on it.
Yeah, so the anti-competitive practices that we look at in the Competition Commission are those which are incorporated in the Competition Act. Now, these would be anti-competitive agreements, which could relate to agreements which are having some exclusive dealing agreements, distribution agreements, or refusal to deal. Then there could be matters where there are tie-in arrangements. So the tying and bundling is happening. Then we look at matters where there is a dominant player, and that dominant player is abusing their dominance. So they are imposing unfair and discriminatory terms in terms of conditions of sale, purchase, or they are indulging in practices which are leading to denial of market access. So a dominant player is denying market access, or they are preventing any technical development in that sector. So those are the kind of practices that the commission looks at.
Coming back to Ms. Sitaraman's speech today, she also highlighted some of the emerging new challenges. Now, let's listen to the finance minister first.
So in addition to the traditional challenges, recent years have also seen emergence of new challenges. Artificial intelligence technologies raise novel questions about market power, transparency, data access, algorithmic biases, and also scope of competitive harm. Free and fair digital markets are challenged by the emergence of gatekeeper platforms, asymmetries in data access, and cross-border implications of digital business models. The rise of cross-border digital monopolies demands global cooperation and agile regulations. Since before the G20 India presidency, and more particularly after the G20 India presidency, we've been taking up on global cooperation and also global understanding in regulation as well.
Ms. Sitaraman was talking about the emerging new challenges, that is AI, and how to maintain free and fair digital markets. It is becoming crucial for a commission like you. So we would like to understand that how are you coping up with these new emerging challenges?
There are two ways in which we are addressing. When it comes to artificial intelligence, we are currently in the process of doing a market study on artificial intelligence and competition. So through this study, we would be understanding what are the kind of practices which artificial intelligence can enable, which could be like discriminatory pricing, algorithmic collusion. So those, and how they would impact various sectors. So that is one way of where we are looking at artificial intelligence. Similarly, in the case of digital markets now, already under the existing Competition Act, there is enforcement action which is being taken. Like one of the matter I referred just now was the case of WhatsApp. We also have two matters of Google, which were decided in the year 2022, where we looked at the Android operating system and also the Google Play billing system. So those two matters were looked at. Recently, we have also done a settlement case relating to smart TV operating system in case of Google. So we are already doing enforcement action under our existing law, and we are also now building up our own capabilities. We have set up a digital markets division, and we have also engaged young professionals coming from the area of data science and analytics. So we are also building up our own capacity for that purpose.
Finally, on this special day, is there a message would you like to share?
Where the Competition Act has been amended in the year 2023, and we have come out with the detailed set of regulations in the year 2024 and 2025. These have been finalized after a very detailed, extensive stakeholder consultation process, where the industry, legal practitioners, academia and civil society has been involved. And the intention of the commission is to ensure that it will continue to support competitive markets and work towards ensuring a level playing field so that we achieve our goal of Viksit Bharat.
Thank you so much for connecting with Akashvani.
Thank you.
You are listening to a discussion on role of Competition Commission of India to maintain fair trade practices. The participants were Ravneet Kaur, Chairperson, Competition Commission of India, and Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent.